Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where you are on Mother Earth. This is Master Marilyn, and I am delighted to welcome you to this program of Soul Healing Miracles. And today we're going to emphasize soul healing miracles throughout the day. So this is so, so very special. So if everyone would sit straight, please. And put your feet flat on the floor. Put one hand below your navel and one hand on your heart. And I'm going to ask, so what you've done so far is called body power. And very simply, it's what we do with our bodies, where we put our hands. And where we put our hands is where the light will go. So our heart will be filled with light. Our foundation energy centers will be filled with light. Now for mind power, please focus on your lower abdomen. And imagine or visualize it radiating golden light, but it's radiating within itself. Not radiating out, but keeping the light in the energy centers below your navel. Perfect. The sound power is going to be the song, Love, Peace, and Harmony. So as we sing this song, become love, peace, and harmony. And that's the one sentence secret for sound power. We are what we chant. If we are chanting love, peace, and harmony, we are love, peace, and harmony. Beautiful. And the soul power is to say hello. So we're going to say hello to the divine soul song, Love, Peace, and Harmony. And then I'll do another level of the say hello greeting, and that will give us the theme for today in a more expanded way. Please repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give a healing blessing to and whatever your request is for yourself personally, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Notice how you are feeling right now on each one of those levels. And give yourself a number If you feel absolutely so wonderful, that would be a 10. If you feel that everything is a big struggle and you're tired and have aches and pains, that would be a 1. Then there's everything in between. Perfect. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, downloaded to every soul in all universes, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please turn on and radiate to one another. Dear, every moment throughout the day, when you come together in large groups, like 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour of uninterrupted moments, or if you come as a few precious moments at a time, 1 minute, half a minute, 3 minutes, all the moments throughout the day. The groups of moments, the groups that are very small, because there are so few moments in the group, the groups that are very big, because there are so many moments in the group. And the soul of each of these groups, of each of these moments, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please turn on your downloads of love, peace, and harmony, so that love, peace, and harmony will radiate throughout my day. If I'm doing projects and tasks for long time stretches, or if I'm doing things that only take a couple of minutes, all the moments throughout the day radiate love, peace, and harmony. Thank you. Oh, also the quadrillion saints assigned to this sacred soul song, and Wan Ling, please come and join and sing with us together. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As we are singing, pay attention and notice what is happening to the moments throughout your day, even the moments that are already past. Notice what is happening for them as we sing love, peace, and harmony. Beautiful. We'll do the soul song, the English and the Chinese. We'll just sing the soul language. What I'm getting is that that whole experience and all of those moments that went together to make that experience, we're so grateful and so happy to consciously radiate love, peace, and harmony.
Mm.
A lot of us, you know, ask love, peace, and harmony to be chanting 24/7, and that happens. But when we do it consciously, it's so different, and the souls join us in such a different way. It's quite beautiful.
Yes, that's true. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And that was a wonderful experience that you share. Wow.
It was really nice to re-experience it.
Oh, how lovely. That's lovely. Yeah. Can you use your glasses, or do you?
No, I'm gonna have to have the arm repaired, and it's okay. I just have to have the arm repaired, a new arm.
Mhm. Lucky thing for the glasses, that can happen so easily.
That's right. And they're really not fault. It was they were on top of my head. I fell asleep, and they fell off. They did their duty. They did their service.
Yeah. Well, they got the book to that lady.
That's exactly how I feel about it. Yes. Not only mm-hmm. that, but all of the stewardesses and stewards became aware of the situation and of the fact that I gave her the book. Not so much that I gave it to her, but that transaction occurred and that it was all in love. It wasn't... I mean, there was no hostile feeling on any part, and it was just a really nice experience.
Do you know, it must have been absolutely so refreshing, especially after a holiday weekend. And sometimes when I go on internet, there are news stories there, and some of the news stories are about interactions between passengers and the people serving them on the airplane. And some of them are very, very unpleasant. They're not at all love, peace, and harmony. So this must have been a real gift.
Yes, I think for all of us.
That's great.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. How wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Number one, thank you so much for the response, for all that happened as part of your flight, and then for sharing it with all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you very much.
I love you, too. Thank you. And so we have another caller here that I think there will be time to ask. And this number ends with 8338.
Hi, Master Marilyn. It's Victoria in Napa.
Well, hello, Victoria in Napa. And for those of you who don't know, that's California. This is wine country.
From Virginia to California.
Yes, one coast to the other. That's great. I love it.
Well, go ahead.
It shows the global aspect of the Love, Peace, Harmony song.
Yes.
So what were you going to share with us?
I've been having on and off. The left side of my abdomen keeps letting me know it's not very happy. It isn't very comfortable like it used to be, but it's pretty uncomfortable. And it sort of also impedes my moving around or, you know, leaning over to pick up something. And so... It affects me more than just having the discomfort. And so I focused on that, and I was going to lie down, but then I didn't want to miss talking with you because I thought maybe that's fun. So I sat up because lying down really helps relieve it for some reason. But I decided that it could get relief anyway from singing the song. And so as I was feeling like I was sending it love while I sang to it. and while you were singing also. And it, although it's tender to the touch, it doesn't hurt. It's not uncomfortable. And so it also made a difference in my mood. I could see, of course, how, you know, when you can't bend over, and I'm actually trying to clean up a few things. You know, I was getting I wouldn't quite say grumpy, but I was getting grumpy. So now I'm just sort of, you know, sending love to it and singing Love, Peace, and Harmony made it feel better. And also my mood was quite lifted. I didn't feel like it was annoying anymore.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, and sometimes it's so difficult and takes so much time and effort to have a shift in our mood like that. So this was like a matter of maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes that we were singing.
Yeah.
That is excellent. Again, it's such a dramatic demonstration of the power of this song. You feel better. The pain is gone. Your mood is shifted. I mean, that's a lot for just a few minutes of singing.
Oh, it's wonderful. Do this in many, many moments, and we should be, you know, very fit.
Yes.
Now, I didn't realize I was starting to get a little unhappy about it. You know, frustrated. I didn't realize I was feeling that until we started singing and it lifted.
Oh, so it was when there was a shift that's when you noticed that it was, that you were much more positive than you had been. Is that right?
Yes. That's right.
That is really
amazing.
It is amazing. And it's also, again, it's so powerful to have that experience then to share it, because it's a common experience. Sometimes we just simply go through our day, and we're not really being attentive to how we are interacting. But when we do something so simple as sing this song, and we can be, and there is a lifting and an increase in our frequency and vibration, we'll notice how much better we feel. That is really a wonderful thing, because I think most people like to feel good. So for those people who usually feel good, you can feel even better. For those people who are sort of neutral, not one extreme or the other, you can also feel much lighter and more positive. How
it
wonderful.
Seems like
all of that
good...
simply...
Sorry.
All of that simply by singing. Yeah. What were you going to say? It would be very good what?
It's a very good proactive way of making sure that you can feel good, because I didn't realize I was getting, I'll just say grumpy. I didn't realize it was happening, partly because I don't really react that way as strongly as I used to. So I think it's more subtle. And if we just proactively, besides all the other benefits, it's a good way of making, you know, sure we're in good shape.
Perfect. I'm going to remember that phrase. It's not a new one, that's for sure, but that love, peace, and harmony truly is proactive. It allows us to be proactive, to be who we truly, truly are meant to be at all times, all day, every moment, the ones that come in little tiny clusters and the ones that come in big groups. So this has been absolutely wonderful. It's been a delight to be with you today, and I look forward to being back again next week. Until then, may your life be filled with love, peace, and harmony. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.